ourselves in the words of that Tom Petty song. When it comes to things that really matter, we're the kind of people who won't back down. So when we hear the words of St. Paul to Timothy in our text for today, "As for you, be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." We hear ourselves speaking those words. We say, "This is me. I can be like St. Paul. I will fight the good fight. I will finish the race. I will keep the faith." Or more prosaically, "I'll stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down." This is especially true for us in the beginning, going on vicarage, taking our first call, heading out to conquer the world for Christ. This is intoxicating spiritual stuff. And it's easy to say, "I will fight the good fight. I will finish the race. I will keep the faith," when we have not yet been tested by the fear of suffering or the despair of true want or the heat of desire or the hunger for the approval of others. But it doesn't matter. We're confident that with God's help, no matter how great the temptation, we will stand our ground for Christ. And for the most part, we're right. Most of us will stand our ground when faced with the great temptation. But the problem is, Satan doesn't often work that way. He has learned that the best way for him to turn us from the way of Christ is not by the great temptation, but by the little one. You see, integrity is not what we do when the whole world is watching. Integrity is what we do when no one is watching. Integrity is how hard we work to prepare to teach a Bible class when we know that only two or three little old ladies may show up. It is how much effort we spend in getting ready to preach a sermon when we think the pews will be mostly empty. It's the time we invest in visiting those who are bound to a nursing home, with whom contact does not count for what our synod calls a critical event, who do not show up in my congregation's growth statistics. And integrity is not measured by how good we are at raising money from the rich, but how good we are at giving it to care for the poor. Yes, it's easy to say, "I will fight the good fight. I will finish the race. I will keep the faith." But it's a hard thing to do. And what makes it especially hard is that this world teaches us to value all the wrong things. You've experienced this already in your short careers. Some of you sitting in this chapel right now, some of you who have just received a call to serve as deaconess or pastor just the other night. Some of you have cheated in class while you were students here. You borrowed, or maybe we should just say plagiarized, while writing a paper. You exaggerated, or shall we just say lied, about the reason that you didn't have an assignment done on time, all in the hope of not losing a few precious points on a grade. because the world has taught you to value that number on a page or that letter so highly that you're willing to stain your soul to attain it. It's easy to say, okay, I stumbled during my seminary studies, but I will fight the good fight. I will finish the race. I will keep the faith once I get out of here and get out into the parish where it's really all about the ministry and that's what matters. I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you, but it doesn't get any easier when you leave here. You see, even the church sometimes values the wrong things. And your congregation may try to judge you against a faulty measure or weigh you in the balance of a false scale. And so to please the church, you may find yourself conforming to wrong expectations and bent standards. Not in great things, mind you, but in very many small ones. This is Satan's strategy. Knowing that he's not really likely to ensnare you by the great temptation, he seduces you with thousands of little ones, confident that each little failure leaves a small scar on your soul, and expecting that this mass of small scars will gradually fester into a scab of despair as you realize how hopeless it is that you will ever be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And so Satan hopes that just maybe you will give up trying. And judging by the high incidence of clergy burnout today, Satan's strategy appears to be working. But here is your hope. The Father has already counted each of these small sins and accounted for them in Christ on the cross. And now he counts you as righteous in Christ for Christ's sake. And by the miracle of holy baptism, you have died, and your sinful life with all its failings, great and small, is hidden with Christ in God. As St. Paul writes, we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. And here is your great joy. In Christ, you can say with St. Paul, I have fought the good fight, because Christ fought it and emerged victorious from the tomb. In Christ, you can say, I have finished the race, because Christ finished it, and my life is joined to him. In Christ, you can say, I have kept the faith, because Christ kept it, and keeps it in me, even as he keeps me in him. Because we have died and our life is hidden with Christ in God, to say with the holy apostle, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, is not a boast. It's a confession that we are at rest in the life of Christ who lives in us. And to say, I know what's right. I've got just one light. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. It's not an assertion of overweening self-confidence or spiritual arrogance on the part of one who thinks he's always right, but it is an act of faith in the one who stood his ground before all the powers of hell and all the temptations of sin, great and small, an act of faith in the one who fought the good fight, who finished the race, who kept the faith as he went to the cross for us. saying,